Why did you decide that you want to run and be the next county attorney here in Lee County?
Well, I've worked for Mike Short now for 9 years. I've been practicing law for 21 years here in Lee County. And about 9 years ago, Mike Short came to me and told me that he thought I was the best person to be his assistant at the time. And so for the last 9 years, I've worked for him. And when Mike came and told me that he was planning on retiring, he asked me if I was considering replacing him, and I told him I was, and that's why I'm running, is because I want to continue on the good job that Mike did.
What was it that got you into law in the first place? I mean, how did you decide years ago that this was the direction for you?
Well, I went to the University of Northern Iowa for my undergraduate education. I was a political science and history double major there. And when you're a political science and history major, there are only so many things you can do with that degree. One is you can teach at the high school or college levels. One of the other main things you can do is go to law school. And I had decided pretty early on that I wanted to go to law school. So that's how I originally got into practicing law to begin with, was a decision made all the way back 20-some years ago when I first went to college.
And what is it about the prosecution side of it? I mean, everybody sees on TV the defense attorneys, the bay, everything like that. Why is it that you've wanted to stick into the prosecution side?
I've practiced law on both sides of that. I did defense work for about 12 or 13 years before I came on to the county attorney's office. But even before that, in law school, my main interest was criminal law. And when I worked in law school, I was a prosecuting intern in Muscatine County for almost a year. And I prosecuted simple misdemeanor cases at that point. And I really enjoyed working in the Muscatine County Attorney's Office. Of course, when I moved to Lee County, all the prosecuting positions were full. And so when one came open, I was more than happy to try that because it was something that I always looked forward to doing based on my earlier experience in Muscatine.
You've had such experience with this office. Just looking at it, what's the biggest challenge that faces a county attorney? I mean, what's the thing that really is the biggest challenge that the county attorney faces every day, every week and such?
The biggest challenge is doing justice. That's something that Mike Short talked a lot about when he was the county attorney. And the challenging part of doing justice is you have to try to protect the rights of the defendant, to try to ensure that he or she gets a fair trial. But you also have to look out for society as a whole, the community as a whole. We have to look into protecting the community and getting justice for victims of crimes, too. So you have to wear a number of hats while you're prosecuting. You have to try to balance the nature and circumstances of whatever offense you're looking at with the prospects of whether or not your defendant can be rehabilitated. And so it's that balancing that is often the most challenging job for a prosecutor.
Does that factor in, I'd assume, with decisions on taking a case to trial or trying to get a plea? I mean, can you walk me through what that process is and how you would handle those processes in different, maybe a lesser case versus a pretty high-profile serious case?
So obviously, there are major differences between a sexual abuse or a murder case and a simple traffic ticket. So first of all, I think the first thing you have to look at, the nature and circumstance of the offense. And you have to make a decision based first on that. Is it a violent offense, for example? Is it a property crime? Is there restitution that I need to try to get to a victim? If you think about it, if I'm trying to get restitution for damaged property, for example, if I send that offender to prison or to jail, I won't get that restitution for my victim. And so you take into account all these factors. And then you also take into account the previous criminal record of the defendant? Is this somebody who's had a long criminal record that has stretched back over a period of years? Or is this a young or a first-time offender? So you try to put people, or at least I do, I try to put people in two groups. I try to put people in one group of nonviolent offenders that look like they're a good bet for rehabilitation or restitution. And then I look at the other group, violent or repeat offenders. Those are the people that you have to seriously look at either short-term or long-term incarceration, either in the county jail or in the prison system.
How much of a factor is it just how long cases can take and how the courts have been cut? And there's, I mean, it, all these things, does that factor into those types of decisions as well?
I don't know that it factors in too much in our neck of the woods here. My experience, even on our more complicated cases, I know last fall I did an arson case in Fort Madison, arson and attempted murder case, that we had a jury trial in Fort Madison. And even more complicated cases like that, most of them can be completed in 3 or 4 days. I think that the amount of trouble that it causes the judicial system really isn't a consideration for me. We look to see whether or not there is some reasonable agreement that can be reached. And if not, as a prosecutor, you have to stick to your guns and just say, you know, we have to have a trial on this case.
Obviously, there's been some revamping since the board appointed Ross Braden to the position and some reworkings of who handles what and where and such. If you were elected county attorney, would you stick with kind of what's there now, or would you kind of gravitate back towards how the office had been operating?
Well, in our case in particular, Ross lives in West Point, and he's traditionally practiced in Fort Madison. Now, I live in Keokuk, and I've been driving back and forth to Fort Madison for the last 9 years. In our situation, Ross and I talked about that, and it made sense for me to go to the Keokuk courthouse, which is only a few blocks from my home, and for Ross to go from West Point to Fort Madison. And if elected, I anticipate that at least that part of the office organization will remain the same. There may be some changes with respect to who handles what type of case, but for the most part, our locations, I think, will remain the same.
What are some ideas that you have? I mean, obviously, you've been there. You've seen how it's worked over the years. What are some new initiatives or some new changes or anything like that that you would bring to the office?
Probably the main one. Ross and I have both talked to Sheriff Weber about whether or not we need a victim services coordinator here in Lee County. And I think that would be very helpful because in our office, we have a very small staff. We have 3 full-time support persons and 1 part-time, and that's for 4 attorneys. And it's hard sometimes to coordinate the victim end of things. Having somebody that helps get those people to court, having somebody that can refer those people to services, like, for example, there's the Crime Victim Assistance Program in Des Moines. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they can reimburse people for medical expenses, for example. If we had somebody that could coordinate those people and coordinate those cases for the entire county, Keokuk, North Lee, South Lee, Keokuk, Fort Madison, and the Sheriff's Department, I think that that would be a tremendous benefit to the county. So I would really like to focus on that.
You brought up actually what my next question was going to be. I mean, obviously there's 2 full-time and 2 part-time attorneys, and caseloads are not getting any smaller in this area. Do you think that it can still, that Lee County can still operate with 2 full-time and 2 part-time, or does it need to have that maybe extra full-time or maybe 1 or 2 more extra part-time?
The first thing that the people of Lee County need to know is that up to this point, they've been getting a tremendous bargain in terms of staffing levels at the county attorney's office. In Des Moines County, for example, they have six or maybe even seven full-time attorneys who work there. We've been doing the job, roughly equivalent job, with two full-time and two part-time attorneys. Now, having said that, I can tell you one of our part-time attorneys, Bruce McDonald, is working full-time hours. And as I've told the Board of Supervisors during my interview, I think that really where we need to be going with this is we really need to have three full-time attorneys and one part-time attorney and see how that works and then reevaluate it from there.
As you've been out talking with people, what have they raised to you? What issues have they brought up to you that if you're the county attorney, they want you to look at, or just ideas they may have? What have you been learning as you've been out on the street?
Well, the number one thing that I hear from citizens, to be quite honest with you, is they're having a difficult time understanding how the Board of Supervisors could appoint somebody with not as much experience as I have. And don't get me wrong, Ross is a good friend of mine. He's been a friend of mine for the past 5 years. That's how long he's been practicing. But the number one question that I get is, you know, is it true that the Board of Supervisors appointed Ross Braden when you have four times the amount of experience he has? That's the number one thing that people have been talking to me about, is the process of how this appointment was made.
It was brought up, I believe, during your interview. I mean, obviously, you have applied for judgeships and such, and that's something that can be a factor into these. A judgeship could come open again. At this point here, I mean, can you talk about what you would look at? I mean, is this going to be a long-term thing for you, or would you look at one of those positions if they open up?
Well, working at the county attorney's office has certainly been a long-term endeavor for me up to this point. I've worked for the county attorney now for 9 years. I have been twice nominated to the district court, and there are possibilities that may come up here in the future. But my plan is to be a full-time prosecutor, a full-time county attorney, and first of all, serve out the remainder of Mike Short's term. So if a judgeship, for example, would come open during the remainder of Mike Short's term, if elected, I do not plan on applying for that. I'm making a commitment to the people of Lee County to finish that term and then to run for re-election. Now, in 5 years or six or seven or eight, if a judgeship might be open, you know, I might apply for it. But my plan at this point is to be a full-time county attorney.
And then there's a recent, it came out in a letter about several arrests that Ross had been arrested in for OWI when he was in college. Do you think that having an arrest like that disqualifies someone from being county attorney?
The county attorney is the chief law enforcement officer for the county. That issue may be relevant to voters. I certainly don't think it disqualifies somebody. Ross and I have talked about this issue. I wanted Ross to be perfectly clear that I didn't even know about this prior criminal history that Ross had. I had no idea about it. It wouldn't even have occurred to me to even look for it. I let Ross know that this was a potential issue before it even came out in the newspaper, because Ross and I have a great relationship. Again, we're friends, and I didn't want there to be anything to come out that Ross would think that somehow I was behind, because I certainly wasn't. And I think with respect to the actual facts of those cases, those are questions for Ross. I don't really want to comment on the actual facts.
Did you find out, did you know ahead of time that this letter was going to be sent to the newspaper, and that's when you went to Ross, or?
Someone had called me and asked me if I knew about Ross's previous criminal problems. I told that person I didn't. And then the very next day I talked to Ross about that. I had no idea that any kind of letter was going to be sent to the local newspaper. And to this day, I just talked to Ross the other day about it. To this day, I've never even seen the letter. And I'm trying to stay as far away from that issue as possible. What I want to talk about in this race are my qualifications, and I don't want to talk about other issues that really don't impact how we're going to run the Lee County Attorney's Office.
And really that comes into the final question. I mean, what else would you like to add for voters that we haven't touched on? What have I not asked you about that you would want to let them know?
I'd like the voters to know that I've been endorsed by a number of people who have previous experience in the legal system and law enforcement. Those include Mike Short, my former boss, Dave Andruzik, who used to work in our office, former sheriffs Dave Ireland and Buck Jones and Jim Scholl, and former police chiefs Riney Dobson, Bruce Niggemeier from up in Fort Madison, and George Morgan. I think all of those people that I listed understand that experience in a job like this is very important, and that's why they've chosen to endorse me, and I'd like the people to understand that.